There's one thing I do say to people now, it's an experience you need to have. It doesn't matter how unfit you think you are, how bad you think you're going to be, you must do the Great North Run for the experience, because to be on the runner's side from their point of view is completely different. You know, you're going down the street and people are throwing jelly babies at you. You've got bands playing in the street. You've got Elvis singing in the middle of the street and giving you high fives as you go past. You've got families in their front gardens having barbecues and waving you on. And it's the most surreal experience, but something you must experience. If you're from this region, you've got no excuse. One of the things that still makes us chuckle is just, you know, the fancy dress is just fabulous that you see at the Great North Run. There's all sorts of creativity and fabulous costumes, but I'll never forget the man who actually was coming past with an actual crucifix on his back, a big wooden cross on his back, and was carrying it along. And I just thought, how on earth are you doing that? But it just, you just couldn't help but laugh. There's always someone that will make you chuckle. There was one guy, when I did it one year, he was in high heels. He actually was in some, like, I don't know what the outfit was, dressed up as some sort of female outfit, but high heels, how can you do the Great North Run in high heels? There was one guy who was on crutches, and he had a sign on his back where he'd written, "I've got an injury, but I'm still running, I'm still doing it for my charity." And it's just amazing to see how determined people are.